I'm very happy to have Bernardo Nota-Lewis as my guest today. Bernardo comes from Portugal. He was in Manuel Jorge de Oliveira's stable from a young age. He worked in the Oliveira stables for 4 years, and today he goes his own way. He gives courses, clinics in Germany and Switzerland, sometimes in Austria. We will ask him if this is correct. And he also gives online lessons. So I asked all of you what you would like to know from Bernardo, and now we have almost 15 questions. And so I think we can start. Bernardo, are you ready?
Yes, I think.
You think you're ready?
Okay, we will
that's
see.
Good. We will see. Okay, we have three questions, and I will start with the questions from Claudia Wutte from Austria, and together with two and further questions from Ramona Nuber from Germany. So it is the first question: what is your riding career like? When and where did you start? In which way did you learn riding? Did your family ride horses too? And what brought you to Germany, and how did you come to Manuel?
So I don't know if we have enough time for all that. I'm almost an old guy. I'm 30 already. So, but no.
Oh.
So the first thing, it's my riding career started late, if you want to call it riding, you know, but my life around horses started quite early. You know, not you don't have to ride to be around horses, basically. So I always had a fascination for the horses, you know, just everywhere I would go when I was small, if there would be a horse, I would like to go there and look at the horse and all that and see the horse moving. Also, obviously, I cannot separate from it the bullfight here in Portugal, you know. I was born in a town where there is a lot of bullfight around. So also going to the bullfights when small and seeing the horses move and all that. So even if my family was not connected with horses, I always liked a lot horses, or when there was some parade here in my hometown or something where there would be horses or people on the horse or something like that. For me, I would really enjoy it, and I would wake up and go to look at it and all that. So that was nice. So I was always like that. And then when I was around 10, I started to have some lunging lessons, you know, the normals of to train your sit, to train your position, to train your leg, to train all that.
So the usual way we all actually start to learn riding
yes,
is these lunging
yes.
lessons. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I did it for some months, maybe 4 or 5 or 6. I was riding in that time a horse that I really loved on the lunge, and then that horse was retired, was very old already. And then they changed the horse to another one. And that one that they started to do the lunging lessons was an Arabian.
Mm.
And my energy didn't really fit very well with the Arabian energy, I think so. And so I started to be a little bit afraid and to not feel very comfortable on the horse. The mood of the horse was very different from the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of the horse was also very different. So it came to a point that I said, okay, I don't want this anymore. This doesn't make me feel comfortable. And so in that time, I was afraid of riding, and I stopped those lunging lessons. I'm
Okay.
sure that people that see me today on the horse, they say, yes, you should have more lessons like that because your shoulders are not in place, for example. But
We will come to that point later.
Yes. And
but this sorry, this was not in Manuel's place.
No, this
okay.
was not in Manuel's place. No, this was in another place around my hometown also.
Okay.
And so where, for example, the lessons where you learn that you should look straight between the ears of the horse, also those lessons I also missed, you know. I didn't really went to those ones. If
Okay.
for some of somebody will agree with that. And after that, I started to think, and I really liked horses, so I looked for another way to be in contact with horses, even if the riding experience I had was a little bit, you know, I was a little bit scared and all that. And then I was lucky enough My father is friends with Manuel for a long time, with Manuel Jorge de Oliveira. My father has a company that makes feed for the horses, like Kraftfutter and all those kind of stuff. So and he also sells it to Manuel. And so as the stable of Manuel is exactly in my hometown, so I think 5 minutes or 10 minutes walking from my house. I started to go there, but not to have lessons or not to ride. No, I started to go there just to be around the horses, In that time, for me, it would be very nice if somebody would let me take a horse with a halter after working to the box and just, or clean the hooves of the horse or clean a little bit the horse or bring a saddle for them to put on the horse or something like that. In that time, that was for me, was perfect, because I always liked horses, but I never had the chance to be around horses. Even when you have, for example, the launching lessons, you go, you have the lesson, you stay there half an hour, and then you come away again. And in Manuel's place, no, when I had free time, I would go there and I would help, if needed, cleaning boxes, putting hay, feeding the horses. I would just help in something that would bring me close to the horses, basically. I
So
was
you
there for quite a long time. I was there maybe since I was 12 or 11 until I was something like 23.
Okay, so more than 10 years.
Yes. Slightly more than 10 years. And little by little, I started to have a little bit more connection with the horses. Never riding. I will not tell you that I never sat on the horse there, but some more calm horses, because as I told already, I was a little bit afraid. Some more calm horses that I could sit on and I could just I think the good explanation is that I would not have lessons, but I would sit on the horse a little bit, It's different riding and sitting on the horse. So basically, I think in that time I was very happy when I could sit on a horse and trot and gallop a little bit for each side. And for me, I was really happy. I really enjoyed that.
But so you learned a lot of the nature of the horse and how to handle the
Yes,
horses
yes,
and
yes. I was seeing a lot of riding because obviously I spend many hours there. And for example, if I'm helping somebody preparing a horse, I go and look a little bit how they are riding that horse also. And I saw Manuel and the students of Manuel, like Carlos Rita and other students that were there in the moments. And it was nice. I think I learned a lot by seeing, I got a lot of pictures in my head, that then one day if I could, I would put in practice and I would try to do it. And
It's like a vision you have in your mind
yes,
and
exactly. Exactly. So for some people, maybe will also think that the pictures I got from there, they were bad.
What is good and what is bad?
Yes, exactly. It's always different, but I got a lot of input, let's say it like that. I got a lot of input there, and also because further along I went, for example, when I started to be 14, 15, I also helped a lot in the breeding of the mares, in the reproduction duties, in handling the stallions, handling the young horses. So more I stayed there, more I started to be active in that. While the brother of Manuel was alive, I helped him a lot breeding the mares. They had a big group of mares. They had 60 mares around. So during that time, when you have 60 mares, you don't have work only during breeding season, you have work the whole year. So I was there and I love to do that work with the horses in the fields, with the stallions, with the young horses. And I also helped starting the young horses on the launch and all that. I also worked in the bullfights, preparing the horses for Rita, for example, for some years as a way of me to collect some money during summer, like a summer job, because the bullfights, they happen more in the summer. So then I was there until I was 23 years old, also cleaning boxes if was needed, or feeding the horses, or helping in what I could,
Just everything
basically.
around the
It's
horses, around the
not
stable.
that I was, I was not there to be a rider. I was there to help,
Help with the horses.
Yeah,
So
basically.
this brought
And that
you.
was very good because that gave me a lot of knowledge about education of
Yep.
horses and
A lot of
reading the
experience.
horses. and all that was very good.
Okay. So this brought you to Manuel?
Yes, that was I was in my wanting to know more, my wanting to spend time with the horses brought me to Manuel in connection with the friendship with my that he had with my father a little bit. And I would not go to Manuel's place without my father asking my son would like to go there and all that. So it happened a little bit like that. That first, that was a little bit my father approaching Manuel. And after when I was 23, in the meanwhile, also the brother of Manuel died. I was very, very close with the brother of Manuel. And then I was for 1 year working with my father when I was 23, in the company for the feed of the horses and also in his stable, because in the meanwhile he got also a stable with some horses and he had a rider there. So I was there, but again, not to ride, you know. I was there to I was working either in the company when was needed in the office or something like that, and also in the production and all that, or I was working in the stable, but also more to prepare horses, more to clean boxes, more to help the rider that was there. Obviously, again, yes, I was sometimes sitting on the horse, but not with the not like for 1 month to develop that horse, you know.
Okay, I
I
understand.
was sitting on the horse just to enjoy a
To
little bit.
enjoy,
Like
okay.
I went to Volga also. I was also riding in Volga in that year and some years before.
What
But
is that? Just to explain for the people.
it's a big horse fair in Portugal. It's the biggest horse fair in Portugal. I'm sure many of the people that will hear it, they know it already, and other ones maybe they don't know, but it's I cannot explain because it's something special.
Okay, a big horse
That
party.
yes, either you know it or no. It's very simple. And so yeah, and after that year working with my father, I kept 1 year working in the company and in the stables for, you know, I was a little bit stuck, I think, and I was a little bit maybe wanting more. And then because of that, I said, okay, I want something new. I went to Oliveira Stables and I was seeing I don't know if it was their first fair or the second.
So how did this happen? So this is would be the next question. What brought you to Germany? So how
Yeah,
did this
what
happen?
brought me to Germany was a little bit the situation, was a little bit the situation in Portugal, you know, was a little bit the need to change and all that. And so that was actually what brought me to Germany, I think, was I was needing to change a little bit. I was not very, I felt a little bit stuck in my life. You know, I give a lot of importance to my freedom. And in that time, maybe I felt that I don't have so much freedom. And so I decided to, I was big, I was very well friend with Christina, you know, the daughter of Isabella. Because she has been in Portugal while I was in Manuel's stable, so we created a connection and all that. And when I was a little bit stuck, I talked with her and I visited the Oliveira stables for I think 2 or 3 or 4 days together with Carlos, Carlos Conceição. We visit the stables during their first or second fair. I'm actually not sure. I told you that I'm worst with the date. I think that was 2006. 16 or 17,
Must
I'm
be,
not sure. Or
must be
16 or
something.
17, I think 17. Yeah, I was seeing Feira 2017, and then I was there for 3 or 4 days, and I really liked the place. And when I came back to Portugal, I said, and I came back to the life that was stucking me, or something like that. I think 2 days after, I took the phone and I called Christine and I said, please try to find a way that I can go to work in the Oliveira Stables. And was Christina organizing all that with the, and she was a big help in the beginning. And she helped me a lot to go there and to be able to stay there and to keep there. And in the beginning, she was very important. She was a very important help in all that. And so then I went there. This was in Feira in June. I went there for 20 days in August, like a test to
Test.
know if it worked or no. And then I went back in October to start to work there. That was also That was how I arrived to the Oliver Stables with the big help of Christina.
Okay,
And
good.
because I was feeling a little bit stuck in Portugal. And then in there, once more, my role was not to be a writer again.
Ah,
You know,
okay, I
my
see.
job description was not to be a writer. I like to look at it in a way that my job description in the Oliver Stables was to make the things work, you know? It was a little bit as a leader, if you want to call it, and was a little bit as an organization and as a guy to make sure that everything would work as smooth as possible, you know? And so I like to see it like that. I was not a writer. My job description was not a writer. My job description was I have to make the things work, you know? And I try to do it in the best way possible. And if for the things work, I would have to ride some horses, I would also ride. Very simple. That is obvious. That is facts, you know. There
Yeah,
is
yeah.
picture, there is videos,
Yeah,
there
yeah.
is you went there, you saw me on the horse.
Yeah,
Everybody
every
that
day.
went there saw me on the horse.
Yeah.
Like in Good Boy, like in Happy, like in Burlão, like in Evento,
Sephiro.
like exactly. So the truth was that I was not there as a rider once more. So it's for that reason that it scares me a little bit when you ask me my riding career, you know, because I think I was not still in a position of a rider. Rider, I was there to make the things work. And if I would have to clean a box for the plans to work, I would clean a box. If I would have to ride a horse, I would ride a horse. If I would have to educate a horse from the ground or a problematic horse, I would do that. Very simple. And I tried to do everything I did there in the best way possible.
Yeah, but you did ride a lot, I think.
Yes. Yes, there was in the beginning, especially in the beginning when I went there, there was a problem and there was one rider missing. So in the beginning, I was riding quite when I say quite a lot is like 8 horses per day.
This is a lot.
Yeah, but once more, not because I was supposed to be a rider.
Yeah, it's no
And that,
problem.
and for example, that was clear in all the presentations that in when I was on the horse and there was presentation, for example, I always thought it was funny. Isabella Sontag would always tell that Bernardo is not a rider, but he is riding basically because it's was needed, you know, in that time. If a horse would need to be, if it was needed that I ride, I would ride. But I was not there to be a rider. I went there to be an organization and to make everything work, basically. And if for everything to work, I would have to ride a horse, I would ride. Or if I would have to clean a box, I would clean. Or if to ha or if I would have to cut the grass, I would cut the grass. If I would have to build a wooden cupboard, I would build a wooden cupboard. So I
Just
was
did
there to make.
everything to make it work.
Yes,
The manager.
exactly. Not the manager, no. I think managers they don't need. They have very good managers.
The
I was there to make
organization
the,
role.
yes, exactly. To make sure I was a little bit all around man, you know, that can do a little bit of everything and can keep the things more or less smooth. And that was very good, you know, because that time in the Oliver Stables, you know, I had a lot of input from all the years in Manuel's place, but I could not put it in practice because I didn't write, you know. So in a way, when I arrived to the Oliveira Stables, the 4 years that I was there was possible to do that, was possible to take the pictures I had, was possible to take the input I have and to try to put it a little bit either on the work on the ground with the horses, either on the work with the problematic horses, either on the work of education or on the work of riding also as I rode there also.
I understand.
But I want to make it clear one more time that I was not there to be a rider.
I think we understand that.
Then if I wrote, yes, is facts, there is pictures, there is videos, there is nothing that
I know, I saw it.
Yeah.
So a very interesting question comes from Nadine Heike from Germany and from Claudia Blum, also from Germany. Why did you left the Oliveira Stables?
Well, you know, that was in a very hard time because I was flying to Portugal to come to Golgan once more. Golgan comes
Party.
To the top. And when I was in Portugal, I was diagnosed with COVID And so I had to do the isolation, you know, the 14 or 15 days of isolation. And during that period of time, I really did was very funny with me because I really didn't have bad symptoms of corona, but I had a lot of anxiety coming from the isolation and from being isolated and all that. I really had a lot of anxiety. This was in November, in the beginning of November, after the isolation and the isolation and all that, I went back to Germany. I think in the end of November or middle to the end of November, I went back to Germany. And I continued to work in the Olivera Stables, but I needed more time to fix all the anxiety problems and all that, you know. And in that time, I really felt that I could not give the stables what the stables needed, and the stables could not give me what I needed. So the stables, they needed a person that is 100% inside of everything, and as I told you before, that makes everything work. And I was not in a position to do that because of the anxiety and because of not resting so well and all that. I could not give that to the stables, and the stables could not give me the time that I needed to recover. It's normal, you know, in a big structure like the stables, in a big you know, life in the stables is doesn't stop. It's very busy, and they need persons that can be 100% inside. And in that time, I think was a little bit like that. I could not give the stables what the stables needed. The stables could not give me what I needed.
So you decided it's
So,
better to leave.
yes. So I decided, like, okay, this is the and I came back to Portugal. So I think in yeah, I stopped working in December in the stables.
In 21.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think. Yes. So was just that was that in that time I could not give what the stables needed from me, and the stables cannot give me what I needed from them, and so
That's
I
life
went my way,
sometimes.
and that is one thing that is important, you know. Already before this, I thought on starting my own thing. So was not that there was something completely very wrong in the stables and something very bad happened. I think there is some people, there is people waiting to know that, and they ask that question a little bit, waiting for a big catastrophe that happened. And for that reason,
A
I left
big
the
boom.
stables. Yes, a big bang, you know. But I don't see it. At least maybe I can even tell you more. Maybe when I left, I saw a big bang, but now almost 2 years after, I look back and there was not a big bang, you know. There was not a big thing.
It was just a
Was just
time.
that exactly. Was just I could not give the stables what they needed. They could not give me what I needed because I could not because I was not completely okay. The stables could not because with the activity they have there, with the big structure, with the escolas, with all that, it's not possible. To you know, it's a life where you need a lot of dedication and where you need to be 100% on. And in that moment, I could not. I had to look a little bit more for myself. So it happened that. But already before, I had the will and I wished to have something of my own and to be a little bit more free to be Bernardo. And you know, for me, it's always very hard to be inside something to have to represent something. I like to represent myself. I don't want to be representing somebody else. It's a big, you know, it's a big responsibility to represent somebody else because you know, I like and I'm very happy with that at the moment that I represent myself. I take responsibility for my actions. I take responsibility for what I say, and it's done, you know. In that I'm quite selfish, you know.
Understand,
In
yeah.
that I'm like, okay, let me take responsibility for me. Let me take responsibility for what I say, and not the rest. And I always had a little bit that character, as I also think I had always a little bit a character of a leader, and was for that reason that I liked so much the time that I spent in the stables because I was in a leading position, and that I really like. I think I really enjoy to, and I try to do the best as I can as when I rode, I also tried to do the best. And when I always tried to do the best I could. If it was good enough, some people will tell you yes, some people will tell you that it
Yeah,
was not good
like
enough.
always.
But you know, those are opinions, and opinions are not opinions are opinions, and facts are facts. So I
You
think
could not.
today, nowadays, the problem is that the world goes around opinions and not facts. You know, the people, they take the opinions as facts, and then they want to put you inside that reality, but it doesn't work like that. And so there was no big bang.
You just could
And
not be 100% yourself, and you wanted to, be yourself and do what
yes,
you
I
want
wanted
to
to
do.
recover from the anxiety problems, and I needed time for myself. And I could not give what the stables needed also. So I came back to Portugal, but there was already the will and the wish of
Before.
starting also something.
Okay, good. So we have the next question coming from Claudia Butte from Austria again. Do you have a riding role model and maybe a human and equestrian role model?
That is always very hard, you know. For example, I really like, well, if we are talking about that, you know, for example, the influence that Manuel Jorge de Oliveira had in my riding and in my formation and all that, we cannot, it has to be acknowledged, you know. You cannot now tell that so a big influence in my career and in my riding he had, that's for sure. And as a role model, I really enjoy to see the videos of Nuno riding. I really like to Nuno Oliveira, obviously. I talk like that so easily, maybe not everybody knows it. It's a pity that he died some years before I was born, even, so that I didn't met him. And the only thing I have to see is the videos and to read the books and all that. But that I really enjoy, and seeing him on the horse, yes, maybe you could call him a role model. Yes. You can call him a role model. If maybe it was even better like that, because the people, they say that you should not meet your idols, you know. There is people that say that you should not meet your role models, because normally you are, yeah, because normally you get disappointed. There is people that say that, but I don't know. I didn't know Nuno, so I don't know if I would be disappointed or no. I have no idea.
But when you
But
see the
like
videos and
that.
his style, then this is.
Yes, and you know, I was one time talking with somebody, a student of Nuno, I asked him, so you ride like Nuno? And immediately he said to me, no, nobody rides like Nuno, you know. So it's a little, nobody rides like Nuno rides. And so that's a little bit, you know, it's not because I like to see Nuno riding, and it's not because I like to see the videos and I read the books, that I'm saying that I do the same work as Nuno, or that I ride like Nuno, you know. That has nothing to see. I think that riding, it's always an expression of yourself, so it's normal. It's normal that you express yourself, and that you are not like the
A
other riding
copy
guy.
that you're not a copy of
You
somebody.
know, I want to make clear that by saying that I have Nuno as a role model, I'm not saying that I do the same work or that I'm as good as a rider as him, you know.
It's
I
just a big
wish.
inspiration.
Yes,
Okay, I
exactly.
understand. Okay, the next question from Ramona Nuber from Germany. Do you prefer riding Iberian horses or also German horses?
You know, I'm talking now to a German audience, so I have to be very careful.
Who
I
knows?
have
Maybe somebody from Portugal is listening as well.
Yes, but I have to be very careful with my
Ah,
answer.
just be honest.
Yes, I will. I will. I try to always be. So,
I know the answer. Just a second. Arabian horses.
no, that no, that see, you know,
No.
no.
Okay, we stay with Iberian or German.
Because normally they are quite small and I'm quite big, so
Yeah,
that would
for
not
sure.
fit
Yeah,
also.
yeah, yeah.
Only because of that.
Only because of that, for sure.
The answer is I prefer Lusitanos,
Okay. Because you are from
because
Portugal.
the question was between
Between
German
German
Warmbloods
horses and, German warm bloods, yeah.
and Iberian
Iberian
horses.
horses, yeah.
Yes, there I would like to make a little distinguish between Iberian That was a term used many years ago. I feel more comfortable if we talk about Lusitanos and Pierres, because there is
Okay.
a big difference. So,
Maybe you want to explain the big difference.
yeah, I think a little bit the selection for me, you know, in my opinion, and this is all opinions, you know, it's not facts, is what I think. So I don't want to change the world with
All
my
good.
opinions.
Maybe you do.
The Lusitanos, they were selected to work and for to function, to functionality, you know. And the Spanishes, they were selected a little bit more for movements and to look pretty and for big manes. And so that's for me a little bit the difference, you
More
know.
for the show for
Yes, in my opinion, and obviously the things are changing. Also the Lusitanos, they start to be very selected for movements now and all that. But the base of the selection was a little bit different.
Okay.
And obviously the origins of the Lusitano and of the Pierre are the same, but then the selections
Okay.
they got different a little bit, in my
Okay.
opinion. I
And the
make it
German
clear.
Warmbloods are not your type of horse. You
No,
prefer
I
not.
rode some German Warmbloods. For example, I will not say that I was riding risky. I was sitting on risky in the beginning sometimes, and for example, that horse was like the Arabian to me. I said,
Okay.
no,
No, thank you.
no, no, thank
Okay.
you. But
Big
then I
and
rode other warm blood that I really liked also.
okay. Yeah,
But
not
for me,
everybody.
it's harder to connect with a warm blood than with a Lusitano. And it's also, in my opinion, more physical to ride a warm blood than a Lusitano.
Yeah, Lusitanos are more fine, more energetic. Yeah,
Yes,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the gaits are normally a little bit more comfortable and
Yeah,
more
it's true.
easy, you know. And
Absolutely.
I always tell my friends that some of them they do dressage or working equitation or something like that. And I always tell my friends I ride to rest. I don't ride
Okay.
to exercise, you
To
know.
work out.
Yes,
Okay.
I ride to rest.
It's a
I
good
try to
answer.
ride to rest and not to work out. Exactly.
That's a good
So.
point.
That's the thing. But I
Okay.
also, as I told you, I also
Yeah.
in Oliver Stables, where I was not supposed to be a rider, I also rode Warmbloods,
Okay.
like Good Boy and Chapalu and other horses.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. The next question, also from Ramona, is do you have your own stable where you give lessons in Portugal? No.
I have
Yes.
my own stables, but I
Cool.
don't give lessons. Not my
Why?
own stable. It's the stable of my father, but at the moment, the horses I have, they don't allow to give lessons. And at the moment also, as I'm going quite often to Germany and Switzerland and all that, I don't really have the stability to create a bigger thing here at the
Yeah,
moment.
okay. Yeah, because of the responsibility then for the horses and
Yes, exactly.
okay. And the next question also from Ramona is, can any horse do a Piaf?
Yes.
What's needed to do a Piaf?
Knowledge. And
Gymnastic
then, and
exercises.
exactly the knowledge takes all that, you know. You have to have knowledge to do a good gymnastic to come to a Piaf, and also knowledge and understanding for the horse, you know. Every horse can do a good Piaf. No, not a good Piaf. Every horse can do a Piaf. Some of them they can do a perfect Piaf. And some of them can do a smaller Piaf, but that helps the horse also in his gymnastic, you know.
Yeah, that's
I'm
the
more
important thing.
everything. I like to see horses doing things for their gymnastic. I don't
Yeah.
like to see horses doing things for tricks, you know.
Okay.
One thing is if you teach your horse to do Piaf as a trick, another just, you know, he does a Piaf and you give him a Leckerli and it's a trick, something that is taught without looking behind and without seeing how will this help my horse, you know. And another thing is to have a horse doing a Piaf or a little vibration or a little diagonalization, even if very small, but that can help the horse.
Yeah, absolutely. The next question, also from Ramona, is can you ride a passage?
Well, lately I've not been riding that much, so maybe I cannot anymore. But what is interesting for me, it's not can you ride a passage, is again a little bit the same thing as the Piaf. It's can you find the passage of your horse? Can you develop the passage of a horse? Can you know? Because if you sit on a horse that knows the passage by a trick, you know, if you sit on a horse that knows to do passage as a trick or mechanized, it's very easy. Everybody can do a can ride a passage.
But then most of the horses, it doesn't help the horses.
Yes,
Then it's just a
exactly.
trick and just,
Exactly.
nothing good for
Exactly.
the
In
body.
my once more, I will say this a lot along the answering of the questions. Once more, that's my opinion. It's not a fact, it's what I think. I'm here, I'm Bernardo, I'm talking about what I think.
This is
Not
good.
I don't want to make it a fact.
So, but now really an interesting question also from Ramona. What do you feed your horses? Maybe
You
we have
know,
to ask feed the horses in Portugal or in Germany, because this is a big difference, I think.
yes, it's a big difference. You know, in Portugal, our hay has a lot more fiber than energy. Okay? I explain you very well. For example, in Germany, the hay is grass that grows and you cut it and you then do the hay. In Portugal, for you to have a good quality hay, you have to put the seeds on the ground, you have to wait that it grows, and then you have to cut it. So the good hay in Portugal is seeded. You know, you put the seed, you throw the things on the ground for it to grow, and then you cut it. So you wait, there is not so much energy. The plants, they grow. It's very funny because many people, and for example, the hay doesn't stay so green, stays a little bit more close to straw, you know. I remember Christina, first time she was in Portugal, she almost could not distinguish what was hay and what was
Which is
straw.
okay.
Because was for
Looks
if you come
similar.
from Germany and if you see, it's a little bit obviously in Portugal also the hay is a little bit more green than the straw, but it's closer to straw, you know, by looking at it. So that's a big difference. For example, I have a lady that put a horse in training here with me, that sent a horse from Germany to stay here with me. And in the beginning, we had really to readjust. She didn't want to feed any grain to the horse. And in the beginning, the horse was losing a little bit of weight and was getting a little bit without energy. And then I had to explain to her, look, we have to start to feed a little bit the grain because our hay doesn't have as much energy as the German hay. So we have to balance it here a little bit. So in Portugal, we feed the same as in Germany, but in another way, you know, with a different balance, maybe I would say. We feed the Kraft Futter and we feed the hay.
It depends on how much the horses work,
Yes,
I guess.
exactly. But it's, you know what, I feed my horses. I think all over the world we all feed more or less the same to the horses, but in different compositions and in different ways. The same, like you normally say, the same but different.
Then we have a question from Claudia Wutte from Austria. Have you ever been a bullfighter? If not, how do you feel about bullfighting?
That is the hardest question, you know. That is the 1 million euros question, because doesn't matter what you say about bullfight, it
It's
will
not good.
always go wrong, you know. If I was a bullfighter, that is very easy to say no, because I like my life, so I was never a bullfighter. Obviously, I did, for example, the work with the Tourinha, that is the plastic bull, you know, that I did, that even in Val I did some, and all that. Even in Portugal, maybe I don't quite remember, but it's possible that even, you know, with a calm bull, you know, it's a bull that stands in the middle and you just turn around to one side and to the other. That I think I maybe did one or two times just to move the horse around the bull or something like that.
But you're
But
not a
it's
bullfighter in a big arena and
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no, no. And how do you feel
no.
about it?
How do you feel? How do I feel about it? You know, the only thing I say about that is that yes, I've seen some bullfights. Yes, I see some bullfights, and it's done. It's something that, in my opinion, is not worth to discuss about. Who hates it will always hate it. Who loves it will always love it. And it's simple, you know, I like to think that the people can see beyond that, you know? I like to see that the people they can see. Okay, it's not because Bernardo goes to see a bullfight that he cannot help me with my horse. It's very simple. You understand? I like to think that the people they can see that. I like to think that when a person is having a lesson with me, she's trying to feel what I can help her with the horse and not to think if I went to see a bullfight the day before or no.
Has
You know,
nothing
for
to do.
example, there is working equitation riders, there is a few of working equitation riders that they are bullfighters in active, you know, and some of them, they were even champions of the world and all that of working equitation. And they go to Germany to do working equitation tests and they arrive there. And the people, they give the punctuation for that working equitation test. So the people are open-minded to see in here he's doing a good job, and in here he's riding the horse well, and the horse is in a good way, and the horse is okay, and he's not. So that's what I like, and he's not with the bull. It's very simple. I like that the people are able to distinguish that and to see, especially to see beyond that.
Behind,
You know,
understand.
it's not the if I go to see a bullfight or no, in my opinion, it doesn't define if I can do a good work with a horse or not.
No, absolutely. It has nothing to do with it.
You know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. You like to have an easy question after
No,
this question?
I want no, I can have a hard one again.
Not, I would like to give you the easy question now. Also from
Okay.
Ramona. How tall are you?
Ah, okay. That I'm for a Portuguese man, I'm quite big. I'm 190.
Wow, okay. This is
So
really big.
So I'm 190.
Okay.
So
Easy
only
question.
for that reason the Arabians don't fit.
Yeah,
Nothing.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. For example, in Val, there was 1 year that I presented one horse in Feira. I was not a rider, huh? But I presented that horse in Feira, a horse called Eclipse. Was a
I know him.
Palomino and was half blood Arab, so was Lusitan with Arab, and I really enjoyed riding that horse.
Yeah,
So,
and you rode him very well, I remember.
and actually, so I think my Arab trauma is gone. So I'm
Okay,
very
very good. Rehabilitated.
exactly.
Okay. We have another question from Josefa Wimmer from Germany. Did you change your riding style since you left the Oliveira Stables?
That, you know, I think better than nobody, the people should say that and not me. Very simple. You know, I think that is always a judgment from the people.
Okay. So
It
you don't feel like you changed anything.
No, I didn't say that. I said that the people should judge.
Okay. But the people can only judge when they know you before and know you now. If they only
Yes,
know you from 5 or 6
but
years ago.
also, but also, no. People that don't know me, they can come to a clinic of me and see the work and see
Yes.
if they
Yes.
appreciate or and if they agree or not.
But they can only compare the work when they know you also from a couple of years ago. Then they can say, okay, he changed something or he didn't change something. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I think also. Big part of the persons that are interested if I changed or no are persons that know me before.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So
So the
they.
other persons that want to see, they come a little bit with a more open minded, that they come more like, let's see what he can do with the horse and let's see if it works or no. I think the persons that, as we can see, for example, I have no problem. I have no problem in telling. You told that the question is from Josefa Wimmer, and she saw me riding a lot, and she had lessons with me, and I helped her with the horses. So, for example, as you can see there, the interest is from somebody that knew me before, so she can judge. If one day she's interested, she can judge. And from the persons that maybe don't agree so much with the work that the Oliveira stable does. I cannot judge if I change or no. The persons, they have to come and they have to feel if they, you know, more than knowing if I changed or no, I like that the persons come to me and they tell me I agree with your work or I don't agree with your work.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear the people saying, oh, you changed here or you changed there. That for me doesn't matter at all, you know. I want that the people, they come to me and they say, okay, I agree with your work and you are helping me or with my horse. Or that the people say, no, I don't agree with your work, so I don't come to have lessons with you anymore. And that's totally fine also. And everybody is free to do that, you understand? So more than did you change? Did you do this? Are you vertical or are you not vertical? Or in the end, that is all a label, you know? And in the end, that is something that for me, it's not interesting at all.
And you don't want to have a label.
No, I prefer to not have a label. I prefer that the people they come and they feel, and then everybody else, you know, if the people they want to give me a label, that's again the opinion of the person,
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
know. And labels are almost always opinions, are almost never facts. So the people, if the people are interested, they can come, they can see a lesson, they can have a lesson. I'm very open in all that. And they can have the feeling for what I do. And I would like that the people, they come to see what I do and not to see if I changed or if I do like before or no.
Yeah, that's in the end what I did a little bit. I was curious if you changed something because that's why I came to Deborah's place and watched your clinic. And what should I say? I saw that you are really doing a very good work for the good of the horse and you have a good energy and so you're doing a good job and that's why I take lessons with you now. So and this everybody is open to do. Everybody can watch you, everybody can contact you and look what you are doing.
That's exactly that. And another thing that I do a lot is that I don't want that the people, they get the feeling from what I do, from pictures or videos or this or that. I would prefer that the people, they come and they try and they see. And if they, you were, for example, visiting the clinic for 2 days, and the people only like that, it makes sense for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you can talk with them and then you can see if it makes sense or not. Cool. Then we have another question from Claudia Blum from Germany. So fasten your seatbelts, please.
Why?
For the question.
Is hard or
A little
no?
bit hard,
A
a little
little
bit.
bit.
Okay, so the question. I know that every rider has anatomically his own position, but I've recognized that Bernardo is sitting with a low head position and he's looking down to the ground. Has this a special reason?
I like to believe that I'm not looking back down to the ground. The people, when every time I hear the people saying that I'm looking down for the ground, I always have a little bit the feeling that the people they forget that between the ground and me there is a horse.
This is a very good answer. So you're
You
looking to
know?
the horse.
Exactly.
For a special reason or
Because I'm incorrect in the way I sit.
because we
No.
missed these lunging lessons with look between the
Yes,
ears.
I didn't arrive so far in the lunging lessons to learn to look forward.
But no kidding now. It's do you help the horse or can you help the horse or what?
It's
You know what I
even if
mean?
it's wrong, and even if somebody tells that it's wrong, and maybe it shows that I'm limited. That's the position that I can feel completely connected with the horse.
And then you can
Simple.
help the horse.
Simple. And I don't really want to make it look like I'm some kind of guru about connecting with the horses and things like that. No, for me, you know, there is also pictures of me when I present the horses in some presentations or in fair or something like that, where I'm looking forward and where I have my chin up and where I so but for me to connect with the horse, I have to be a little bit like that. And sorry if I'm wrong. Sorry, it seems that upsets some persons, you know. There is some people that get really upset with it, but much more than me, because for me, that's just the natural position that I feel a little bit better the horse in. After if I'm connected with my horse, and if I work my horse for 3 or 4 years and I'm connected, then I can already look a little bit more forward. But in the end, it's missing a little bit of discipline for me to change that. And I'm not a guy with a lot of discipline. For myself, you know.
Yeah, understand
I don't have a
completely.
lot of own discipline.
Okay.
But there is no reason, is the way I feel the horse.
Yeah.
And
And if everything works.
until today, I didn't really feel that disturbs the horse so much. Understand? I always tell to the people, they talk a lot about riding the horse without disturbing the horse. But you cannot forget that from the moment you sit on the horse, you are disturbing.
Absolutely.
Because you are putting weight on top of a horse, you are putting your weight, you are putting your body. So you have to do it trying to disturb as less as possible. And
As
I
less.
think as less as possible. And I think the shoulder, my shoulders and the chin a little bit down, it's worse for me, for my back and for my body than it's for the horse.
Then it's for the horse, yeah. Absolutely correct. Okay, we have a
And
last.
now somebody can come after me because I'm telling that I'm taking it because
No.
I'm telling that that in that way, but yeah.
No. So we have the last question, a very good question from Claudia Wutte from Austria again. What is your vision? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, and which direction do you want to go in?
Well,
The famous
at
5 year question.
yeah, it's quite big, 5 years. At the moment, I'm still, at the moment, I'm teaching in Germany, in Switzerland, I was in Austria already, but now I don't go there so much anymore, but I'm open to also, I have no problem. In the beginning, I was in Hungary also, but for some reasons now I'm not, so I'm more focused in Switzerland and Germany. I work with some persons there, like Deborah Nonis, Nina Pfister. Those are the persons I'm working more at the moment. I go to their stables every second month to teach them and some students and some people there. And I would like to continue like that. If you put it for 5 years, maybe in 5 years I would like to have a little bit my own place in Portugal, not my father's place. My own place in Portugal. In 5 years, maybe I would be 35, so maybe I would like to have a little bit already the possibility to have that. But if you ask me for the next 2 years, I think I will be very focused on teaching. It's very funny because when I started in the Oliveira Stables, I hated teach.
really?
Really, I really didn't like to teach. I always said, no, I don't want to teach. No, I don't want to teach. No,
Why?
I don't want to teach. I don't know.
Just because
Maybe
you didn't like.
insecurity. Maybe insecurity. Maybe, you have to be very good in teaching to be able to make the person understand and to all that. But as I like communicating, I think little by little, I just understood that teaching is just trying to put your students doing the good pictures you have in your mind, basically. And then for you to do that, you have to be very good in communicating, you have to be able to different persons with different horses. Tell them to do the things in writing, And
You have
I
to
think
be
the
a
moment I
coach.
understood that, I understood the fun part of it. I understood a little bit. That's a little bit what I think I have better in the teaching is that I can read the person and I can read the horse quite well, So I can see a little bit the two quite well. So then comes the fun part, comes what is fun of trying to, okay, how can I, with this person, sometimes a more limited rider or more beginning, how can I put this person working in her horse in her way, also letting her be her and without want to changing completely her way of riding or something like that, because in the end that's what really it's helping a horse, you know, it's getting a person and try to fit the person and the horse as good as possible without changing the horse completely and without changing the lady or the lady, because I there is more ladies riding in
I know.
Germany than guy, but without changing completely the rider and without changing completely that they both can be as good as possible being themselves
in their
basically.
natural way, so you can
Yes.
develop them in their natural way. Yeah.
Yes. Not
Absolutely.
everybody has to do the same. Let's call it like this. Not everybody has to do the same tricks on the horse, and not everybody rides looking for the same things, you know. Everybody
Absolutely.
rides looking for a different thing normally. So a student of mine maybe might want to do a work a little bit more active and more
More
almost
energetic and
bullfighting
more.
style, you know. And another student maybe just wants to do a very calm work, and you have to be able to teach them both and to let them both be the best version of themselves.
Absolutely. And you have to look after what is good for the horse. This are
Yeah.
you this you do as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So if somebody
Or
says, oh, I
I
want to
don't
put
know
the
if I do, I try to do, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody, there is a very important thing in my opinion that is. There is nobody that only does wrong things, as there is nobody that only does correct things. Doesn't exist. It's impossible. You know? Might be persons doing more wrong things and less correct things, as there must be persons doing more correct and less wrong. But nobody does only wrong and nobody does only correct. Very simple.
Absolutely. Very simple, yeah.
In my opinion, again, I say. You
Understand.
understand?
Absolutely.
That's always when you ride a horse, you try to do the most correct things without doing the less wrong. Very simple. But the wrong things, they can happen. Yes, it's that's life. It's like that.
Everybody's doing mistakes.
I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody being able to only do correct things.
No, we are all
There is
humans.
always
We are all
there is
learning
always.
every day. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's evolution every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we can say in 5 years you have your own stable.
No, we cannot say. I don't do plans like that.
No,
I leave. No.
You leave? Okay.
I leave according to what happens in the moment and how the things go. I don't want that in 5 years I listen to the podcast and I say, oh God,
Oh
I don't
God.
have my stable.
Okay.
No,
No. Okay.
I want.
So this is a
At the moment,
possibility
I
you
can
give
tell you, I
yourself.
think. Yes, I think next year will be very good. I think I will be teaching a little bit more in Germany. There is some more things that are coming, but that I don't like to talk about them
Okay.
until they are completely strong, you know. There might be a little there might be a little network coming. Let's see. That might be some more persons connecting with me. And then making part of it, like together with Deborah, Nina, and maybe one, two, three persons more. That's what I'm very looking forward for next year. I think, you know, until now I didn't really talk about nothing, because I always have a little bit the feeling, and I always ask myself, do the persons want to hear what I have to say? You know.
Okay.
And I don't want to be doing public statements, or I don't want to be doing big announcements without the people wanting, you know, I don't want the people to go through Instagram and to look at my posts and to think, oh, there is this one again doing this post, you know. I think if there is, for example, now you invited me for a podcast and I thank you very much. And those four or five persons, they send all those questions. And so I'm here and I ask, and there is interest. So I answer them and I clarify what I have to clarify. I explain my way of writing. I explain who I am and all that. And I have no problem. But I don't want to do it without having the interest from the persons. Doesn't make sense. First, there must be the interest, and then must be the
Okay.
things, you know.
So
I don't want to answer something that nobody asked,
Okay.
basically.
So maybe after the podcast, there are some people who are have a big interest in getting online lessons or something like that. So they
Yes.
can just contact you, or what should they do?
They should contact me. If not, they
Okay.
cannot
So
have the
it's allowed
lesson.
to contact you.
Yes, he's allowed to contact me. Even
I see.
I'm not a guy of doing a lot of marketing and something like that, not at all. I try to live calm and I try to have my calm life, but I have my Instagram and I have my Facebook. And I think there you can always reach me. You
Okay,
know, and it's
good
very
to
easy
know.
because my name is not a very common name. Bernard Nota Luis, even in Portugal,
Yeah,
I think I'm the only one called like that.
it's not like
So,
Maya and like you.
no, 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 no.
Okay.
Luis, Luis normally is not a last name, is a first name, and I have it as a last. Not a means bill of money, you know.
Ah, okay.
It's
Okay.
really, if you look it up in Instagram or Facebook, for sure, maybe when you put the podcast out, you put also, you tag me also.
Yes, I will.
So there the people can reach me and we can talk about. And I still have, I shared it last week or something like that. I still have some capacity for clinics, but not that much anymore for next year. I would say
Okay.
that from what I want to do, I have still maybe 20% capacity of clinics
Okay,
next year.
so people should be quick a little bit if they
Yeah,
are
no,
interested.
if they are interested,
Yes,
exactly. So
yes, yes.
the other, from what it looks at the moment, 80% of the time I want to go to Germany is already.
Is full booked, fully booked.
Yes,
Okay.
it's not fully booked because everything can change. Can come Corona, the people can, might have problems and all
Please.
that. But it's stopped already. It's
Okay.
arranged. Let's call it like
Let's
that.
look
It's
like this. This
already.
is better. Okay.
It's arranged, and I stay flexible with all that. That's one
Okay.
of my things. I try to be flexible.
Cool. Okay, so we are at the end. Thank you very much for your time, Bernardo.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, I wish you all the best for the future, and I'm looking forward
Yes.
for our lessons, and maybe some people can just reach out to you.
Yes, they are totally free to do it if they
Super.
want.
Okay.
You have also to clarify with the persons that maybe some persons that were in the stables and have had the same image of me that you have, that
Yeah.
maybe that's not the same image, the correct image.
Yeah.
You know, there I was in a place of leader, and so I had
Yeah.
to be clear and
Yes.
to make the things work. I'm a little bit more, I think I'm a little bit more open in like this than I was when I had all the responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you are completely different now from my perspective, you know, but it's only
Yeah.
my perspective. So I think you have a very good energy, a calm energy, and you do not push the horses and something like that. So that's what I like. A very good work just for the horse and for the human.
Thank you very much. That's
Okay,
what I
Bernardo.
try to do.
Perfect.
Okay,
So I wish
perfect.
you a great day, Bernardo.
And you too. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Bye bye.
Bye.